This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You locked in on the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It is What's on Your Mind this hour. Every Friday, a full hour, we make some history. Not too many U.S. senators out of the 100 in that esteemed body who sit on for an hour every Friday and grab the phone and take your calls in a talk radio town hall. We love it. You get the chance to do it, take advantage of it. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd or I with your questions, 701-367-2054, 701-226-8503, or email me, Scott H, flagfamily.com, KFYR at iHeartMedia.com. Senator Kevin Cramer, welcome back. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. It's good to be back, and back I am. I've been on several continents in the last week, and I'm glad to be here. Bismarck, North Dakota today.
Yeah, looking forward to talking a little bit about that trip, and I'm sure that's going to come up today. Donald Trump has tweeted today, well, that I shouldn't say today, in the last few minutes, because this is a fairly common occurrence, and I want to share that with you. We also have some other things that are in the news I want to get to, but the first thing I have to ask you, because it is what everybody is talking about, and that is the debate in Nevada among the Democratic candidates. Did you happen to watch that that dumpster fire?
Well, as strange as it might seem, I actually did watch it. And the reason I did is I got home from Minot Wednesday evening, and where I was with the Secretary of Defense, and got home just, maybe 15 minutes into the debate. Chris was on the couch watching it, and so we popped some popcorn and enjoyed the show. And I don't believe I've ever watched a Democratic debate that long. I probably watched it a good hour. And I've never watched a Democratic debate that long, because generally they're not speaking to me, of course. And so I wish them well in their endeavors in their own party. But I have to admit, it was pure entertainment.
So what do you think that means? I mean, obviously it's... Yeah. February, right? But this right. is obviously a big battle going on there. But it seems to me that you've got a total food fight that's not going to go away anytime soon, and nobody's really winning other than Donald Trump, which Mike Bloomberg even admitted. I mean, what was your takeaway?
So that was kind of my takeaway, too, although, Scott, I will say, having observed this for through many election cycles and having been part of a few of them in a pretty big way, going all the way back when I was tourism director in the first Ed Schaefer term, where I actually helped get a bill passed that Andy Margolis from Minot introduced to have an early primary in North Dakota. We literally had a presidential primary 1 week after New Hampshire in North Dakota, and had several presidential candidates visit North Dakota, including the eventual nominee, Bob Dole. But so I've watched it for a long time. One thing I do know is that it's early. As you said, it's February. At the end of it all, there will be a Democratic nominee. And that nominee will have 100% name recognition, and there'll be a general election campaign. And the process to get there, while it can look really messy, the thing that I always think about is that regardless of how messy the fight is, at the end there's a winner. And winning is momentum. Winning is contagious. So I'm not quite as dismissive of it as others do, but I'm quite certain that the Democratic leadership, whoever that is, it's hard to even know who the Democratic leadership is anymore, is a little concerned, especially probably by the emergence of the socialists in the party. It's really quite remarkable that we've come to this point where socialists are sort of leading the charge and carrying the banner for the Democratic Party, which is why it's becoming largely a coastal party.
CNN's Van Jones said it was a Titanic meet iceberg. And he was speaking mainly about Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren, but the whole thing is, the headlines are just disastrous. Even when MSNBC even admits it was a bad deal. What was your, did you have a particular highlight?
Yeah, so to me, it's sort of interesting. I think a couple of days helps, you know, to look back on it a couple of days later. And one of the things that maybe an area, again, where I disagree a little bit with what the headlines are, and that is, as poorly as Mike Bloomberg performed on the stage, and I think he did perform poorly, he looked like he was not prepared, and I don't know how he couldn't be. You know, there couldn't have been a question he didn't anticipate or a criticism he didn't anticipate. He is the one guy, or at least one of two guys, two people on stage who didn't lose their mind. You know, he actually didn't maintain his composure. He behaved like an adult. He didn't panic. He didn't lash out while everyone else was lashing out. I mean, there were some moments where I'm sure Saturday Night Live will not be able to be as funny as the real show was. There's just no way that you could duplicate what we saw when they were all screaming at the mics and raising their hands and jumping over the podiums and whatever they were trying to do to break in. He never fell for that. He never took that bait. And so to that end, I don't know if Democratic voters look at that and go, well, at least he was the adult in the room. I don't know if they do. I don't know what fires them up or if it's just that socialist message that's so exciting to them that sort of overtakes them. The other takeaway I just say that the one takeaway for me as a senator were the three senators. Of course, I watched them the most closely, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and of course, Amy Klobuchar. And I have to admit, I've been sort of proud of Senator Klobuchar as a neighbor and Midwesterner and, you know, one of the more sensible of the group up there. But all three of them seem to be, I don't know, not really wearing their best game face in my mind. So I don't know, Scott. Like I said, it was pure entertainment to me. I enjoyed every minute of it, but certainly didn't feel very threatened by any of them in terms of.
I agree with you, by the way, on Bloomberg. I thought this was the line of the night from the debate, really.
I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous. We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
Ooh, oh boy, that was fighting words there. You know, it gave me. Yeah, exactly. It gave me a little flashback to this. Remember this one? This was a classic a few years ago.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. People have been, their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done, and it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton, I want to follow up on that. I'm going to let you talk about it now.
Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised.
Really?
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
That might be the all-time classic presidential debate moment.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, that was an entertaining election season as well, including, by the way, kind of watching the Democrats. Well, of course, it does bring flashbacks to when Donald Trump was dismissing 16 Republican candidates who clearly had a better chance of winning than he did. And there were some dandy debates in the Republican primary season as well. But there was never any doubt who was going to prevail. I mean, I know some people lived in that denial, but there were a few people that saw early on which way this wave was going.
Let's get to your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, another number to call us there. Jesse in Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead. Jesse, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin? This is Jesse Hargard. How are you today?
Hey, Jesse. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Awesome. Hey, I have a question about our health care stuff here. This is going to come up again. Just as an example, my wife and I are paying over $1,300 a month for a policy that has an individual between a $6,500 deductible between the two of us.
Oh,
it's like having a house payment and not getting to live in the house that you're paying for. It doesn't do anything for us. By the time, you know, we're both pretty healthy and don't go to the doctor a whole lot, there's no way that we ever meet that deductible, you know, unless something catastrophic would happen. And that's kind of what it is. It's a catastrophic plan that you pay Cadillac prices for. It's like, when is this going to change?
So Jesse raises a really important point, and Jesse is a really important person in our lives, just so people know, and he and his family are important to all of North Dakotans. Jesse, we think about you a lot, so you know, and we appreciate you. Jesse's point is really good one, because what he's just described, we've heard, of course, across the board since Obamacare passed, and that is, you can't afford to be healthy, much less get sick. So when he presents the numbers he's presenting, that, you know, it costs a lot of money for his family, who's, as you said, quite healthy, to stay well. But if they ever get sick, you know, before the insurance kicks in, they've put out so much money that it's like not having insurance. And therein lies the problem. So his question, because what can we do about it, or when are we going to get it fixed? We are now in Congress in terms of trying to fix some of the healthcare, you know, issues, where there's some bipartisan support, is dealing with the actual cost of the services in the first place, so that those out-of-pocket expenses aren't so high, and so that insurance rates can come down.
Just hang tight, if you would, Senator Kramer and Jesse. We'll get the rest of your answer on the other side of the break.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our friends at Oasis Petroleum invite you to call the 24/7 hotline, 855-200-1776. It's the Be the Buffalo hotline from Oasis Petroleum, because the good folks at Oasis, number one, having a company that now among the top producers in North Dakota in oil and gas production. And they have a relatively young company, not been around all that long, and weathered some storms. And how they've done it? The Be the Buffalo spirit. They love that about North Dakotans as well. Go into the storm. You know somebody that's doing that? every day, day in and day out, without much attention, much accolade, just call the 855-200-1776 hotline. You can also leave us a message about anything and anything 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, back to the healthcare question for Jesse. Go ahead and finish. Sorry about the breakfast center.
Well, I was just saying we're trying to tackle some of the actual costs of healthcare, like, for example, prescription drugs, which is one where we're actually getting some traction and likely we'll be able to get something done. The other area, though, I think people maybe have been following this a little bit, but it's been quiet for a while, and that is, of course, the courts have taken up the challenge by several states, which includes North Dakota, to the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act altogether. And that is, so far, it looks like it's going to be overturned. The Affordable Care Act. It was overturned by a district judge in Texas. An appellate court remanded a good part of it back. And so it's still a little bit unsettled, ultimately, what parts of it may be kept and what parts of it won't be. But in the meantime, as well, the president has done some things under executive order that have allowed for longer extensions of these temporary plans and whatnot that allow for some lower-cost plans that may have some higher deductibles, like Jesse's talking about, or some of them that may not have all the same coverages because you may not need them, depending on where you are in life in terms of age and other things. You may not have to purchase the Cadillac, if you will, if you don't need a Cadillac. And so it's providing a little more choice. But really, to get to the heart of what Jesse's talking about, we have to revamp the whole system. And that's, obviously that's going to take some time, but I'd like to see them.
Why is it taking so long? I mean, I think a lot of people see Obamacare as obviously been up against the courts, but is there, in other words, the day the plan is overturned by the courts, which should have been done long ago, but finally gets done, is there a package on the shelf that can rather quickly go through Congress and Jesse can get some relief?
There's not a quote package on the shelf. There's, of course, every idea you've heard up to this point, and then some. For me, what we ought to go back to right away is the package that came one vote short, of course, in the Senate, that restores much of the authority and responsibility, not just responsibility, but authority and decision-making to the states. There are some wonderful opportunities out there that, in fact, the states have had in the past. If you want to talk about health care and solutions to health care, you don't really have to go beyond North Dakota. So whether it's John Gottfried as our insurance commissioner, Doug Burgum, our governor, or some of our legislators, there are some really good ideas and programs that will work, that will bring down costs, that will rein in the costs not only of premiums, but healthcare itself. And that's what we need to get back to, is a more states-oriented, patients-oriented, and with the federal support. And then everything will be much more efficient. So, but the reason it's not happening now, of course, is because Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House, and we're not, we're not going to all get together on these things. They like Medicare for all. Right now, the debate now is whether or not we ought to throw out the private health insurance for 180 million Americans, including union workers and others who get their health insurance from work, and just throw all of that out and just have a mediocre, one-size-fits-all federal government healthcare system. That's the debate we're having today, as crazy as it seems.
So Jesse's relief is rooting for the courts to finish this business and allow the roll up the sleeves and get to going on a new plan.
We've got to get going on a new plan, for sure. And whatever precipitates that, whether it's election or court challenge or both, we need to keep at it. And we do. We continue to work at it and come up with the ideas and debate the programs. But it's going to be hard to get 60 votes in the Senate and 218 in the House for something that brings the type of relief that Jesse and Josie and their family need.
Well, Jesse, there you go.
I wish it was a better answer, but appreciate everything you're doing for us, Jesse, and again, for your family's incredible sacrifice on our behalf.
Which includes giving a son, losing a son, and serving this country in Afghanistan. That is a high price to pay. Jesse, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Appreciate the call. I got to ask you about this tweet from President Trump. It's all in caps, so I assume he's a little revved up about this. But, yeah, and this is just in the last hour. He says, if our formerly targeted farmers need additional aid until such time as the trade deals with China, Mexico, Canada, and others fully kick in. That aid will be provided by the federal government, paid for out of the massive tariff money coming into the USA.
So it's really interesting. I saw the tweet. Here's my sense of it, Scott, is China has ever since, and let me just back this up a little bit, you know, ever since they signed the Phase One China deal, which includes, you know, the purchase of $40 billion annual purchases of agricultural products, they've had some problems, to say the least, and not the least of which is this coronavirus challenge. That said, they still need to eat. And that's had an impact on the markets for sure. But the purchases have not been coming, and partly because many of the leadership in China have seen their Phase One agreement as a point of tremendous shame to the Chinese government, because Donald Trump beat him so badly because he got so much. And so now they're having some buyer's remorse and probably dragging their heels a little bit. Now that comes with some tremendous risk, because Phase Two isn't done yet. The president has not released hasn't provided a lot of relief on the tariffs. He's keeping some of them on to make sure that China stays at the negotiating table, and you can see why now. And so I suspect maybe this tweet was a strong message to China that, hey, you're not going to wait us out just because you're emperor for life. You got big problems. Their economy is sinking dramatically. A lot of it, again, back to coronavirus, but other factors as well. And I think he's playing the long game. And that's something that, frankly, presidents have never done, because we live in these four-year increments in the United States. We like that. It's part of what makes us exceptional. But at the same time, he's negotiating and playing the long game. So that's only a guess. I haven't talked to him. The tweet's about 45 minutes old, I think, so I haven't talked to him about it. But when I read it, that's the message I read, that this is a message aimed both as encouragement for agriculture and probably as importantly for the bankers, as well as a shot across the bow to negotiating partners that we're not going to tolerate, you know, you targeting our farmers. That said, we need markets. We can't, you know, getting paid to not sell something, that has a tremendous market distortion component that's, in the long run, not real healthy either. So we have to come to some resolution to start moving some product.
All right. We don't have enough time to take a call here because we have a break coming up. But that doesn't mean we aren't going to get to it on the other side of the break. This is Shane in Bismarck. Text this listener. I love Senator Cramer and thank him for his service. I know how to fix health care, and that is to get the government out of the health care business. Why aren't Republican senators and congressmen pushing to stop anti-constitutional socialist programs? The government has no business in the health care business. The VA is trash. All right, Shane Bismarck. We'll get the answer on the other side of the break.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
That's Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders discussing his concerns about the entry of billionaire Michael Bloomberg into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders also saying in that interview with CBS News that he was surprised about Bloomberg's performance in the other night's debate.
I was. And, you know,
And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
Sanders and the other Democrats campaigning in Nevada today as it holds its caucuses tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a peace deal between the Taliban and the United States could be signed by February 29th, as long as a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
I guarantee you are going to sleep better with a MyPillow. Big talk from me, I know. Some radio talk shows guy, right? Well, I have one, and I love him. But how I'm able to back that up is my friend Mike Lindell that said, look, I don't want to sell anything to anybody they don't like, so we'll give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can sleep on it for 59 nights, send it back if you don't like it. There's a 10-year warranty, too. It'll never go flat. And if it ever does, for whatever reason, now remember, you need to throw them in the dryer. That's the important thing. You get them. And you take them home. Our first-time callers today are getting those. Throw them in the dryer. That fluffs it up. And then you do that about four times a year. About every quarter. Really works good. But it is literally the best night's sleep you'll ever get. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. It really is. Most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials link, you'll find all the hot deals right now. 50% off the towels. Buy one, get one on the sheets. Lots of great deals. Radio Listener Specials, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, so we'll go ahead and let you answer the question from the listener. Shane in Bismarck says, I love you. I thank you for your service, and I have some help for you on health care. Get government out of it. Is that possible?
Yes, wasn't it Ronald Reagan that said the closest thing to eternal life on Earth is a government program? It's tough to get rid of the programs, and certainly the bigger they get, the harder they are to undo. He also mentioned, I think at the end of it, the VA. And, there are some things regarding the VA that our veterans really like, and that is that there is an expertise that is specific to war injuries that the VA is very good at, and probably is better at than even private health care. And it would be we certainly want to be careful not to throw the, maybe out with the bathwater, which is why under President Trump, we've been able to get the VA Choice and the Mission Act and put a little more discipline into it. I forget how many hundreds, it might even be over 1,000 VA employees that have been fired since we passed the Mission Act because they weren't taking care of our veterans. So he's right in general that the government rarely, if ever, does anything as well as the private sector. Probably fighting wars would be about it. But what we certainly had to do is intervene and have a much more efficient, effective, and productive government and get rid of what we don't need and make what we do have perform much, 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 much better. But we also remember that in terms of government's role in healthcare, you have Medicare and you have Medicaid, and Medicare is, while it's government insurance, it is, you do pay into it your whole productive career until retirement, and then it's really pretty decent insurance. It's not, Medicare is not the problem, although it's going to be insolvent in about 6 years if we don't start dealing with it. And I'm happy to do that, but several others politically don't like to deal with Medicare because it's a political landmine, and that gets a gets used against them as soon as they try to fix it. But I got news for them. In about 6 years, if we don't fix it, it's going to fix itself, and it won't be pretty.
Texter says, before I had Medicare, I had an Obamacare policy with a $2,000 deductible and a $280 monthly premium. I used that policy when I had a pulmonary embolism, and it served me well. Is it a case of Obamacare working well for some and not for others?
There's no question. It would work well for some and not for others. The problem is that it's so for some people, you pay a whole bunch for very little, and for other people, you don't pay much and you get good coverage. But the problem is that it also creates some perverse incentives, and we just can do a lot better with a lot more variety, a lot more choice for people, and that's what it eliminated. That, you know, generally results in fewer choices, lower quality, and less freedom for people. So we can do a lot better, and we need to do a lot better.
George in Towner for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I've got a question. It's actually a nonpartisan question concerning all of the re-election. Whether it's the president, congressman, or the state level, when they're going for re-election, do they collect their full salary and benefits while they're campaigning?
While they're campaigning. Sure.
Yes,
I mean, you're
and again, this is nonpartisan. You know,
it's a good question. Because what you'll notice is, actually, it's an interesting question as we enter into now an election year. And the Senate, of course, has 6-year terms, but a third of them are up this year. And of course, all of the House members are up this year. Governors, depending on what state you live in, and legislators, whatnot. You continue to be paid because you continue to do the job. And this is why I always say the best politics, frankly, is good public policy, particularly for the incumbents. And so, you know, I almost prefer being at work to being out on the campaign trail in many cases. But if you
I can appreciate that. But let's just take Senator Warren, or just as
sure.
an example. Again, I'm,
sure.
I'm not talking, you know, Democrat, Republican. There's
yep.
no
sure.
question that she spends probably some part of a day on her congressional duties.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
yeah.
sure the high percentage, probably 60, 70% of the working day, is spent on politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
that might be generous.
Full salary for doing 30% of the work.
Yeah, that might be generous, actually. I think
we could probably say the same thing about the president, though. I think when you're a president, you're a president, no matter what you're doing. When you're a senator, no matter what you're doing. You know, I get where George is going. The taxpayers are essentially paying her to be out, but that would be done for everybody. I think the other dirty little secret is, you know, the dollars that are paid, for instance, a senator, president, member of the House, when you look at the actual, you know, living expense, everything, it's not a lot of money. It sounds like ridiculous and people want to throw things at you, but, you know, it's not, nobody's getting rich as a U.S. senator. Are they?
If they are, I haven't figured out how to do it. I guarantee you that. I mean, it's cost Chris and me a lot of money for me to take this promotion. It's the same salary as the House, but it's a lot more expensive because there's a lot more asked of you. And you're right, having two homes and all those things is a challenge. But I think George is onto something somewhat unique here, though, because he's talking about members of Congress who are running for president. In other words, they're not seeking re-election. They're not really doing anything to even help their re-election. In my mind, they're not in Washington very much. Now some of them are coming back. You know, Kamala Harris is back, and Cory Booker is back. And
what do you think, George? Leaders. I mean, George, do you think that they should have to keep track of their time, sort of like you do when you're, you know, in the car? How much mileage is for business? How much is personal? You know, they ought to keep a ticker on it and be deducted and not paid by the taxpayers when they're doing an actual campaign. Do you mean?
Yeah, in some form of that, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it can be done. And I think my biggest problem is the perception of it. If I'm from Vermont and I run against Sanders, I got to give up my job or my pay to put in enough time to run against him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. But see, here's what I would say to that, and it's a little different than the presidential thing, although. Here's what it comes down. Here's what's so exceptional about our system. At the end of the day, the people from whether it's a congressional district or a state that you represent get to evaluate your performance, and all of that gets factored into the performance. Like, how many votes did that person miss? How many committee assignments, committee hearings did that person miss while they were out running for president? Generally, when you're running for re-election, however, you don't miss any of those things. You know, the schedule pretty much stays the same other than October of the election year. Otherwise, the schedule pretty much stays the same. The question becomes, are they missing meetings? Are they missing hearings? Are they missing votes to be back home campaigning? The presidential thing, though, is exceptional. I think George, I agree with him. He's onto something here, because I think if you're running against Bernie Sanders for re-election to the Senate, for example, or whoever runs against Elizabeth Warren for re-election, they are well within their rights to say, look how many votes this person missed while they were running for president. Now, that's been tried in past cycles when people have run for president as senators, and it's never resonated back home. It's just an interesting thing. But again, that's up to the voters to decide. And I think George makes a relevant point, because clearly Elizabeth Warren is rarely in the United States Senate.
George, thanks for the call, George, by the way. And just here's a little encouragement from a listener that texted while we were talking about this: Senator Warren does less damage when she's gone. So we can look at this. There's a side benefit, but it does cost taxpayers some money. But Bruce in West Fargo, you're next for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Scott. Senator, I love you. I've been a great fan of you. I think you've done a great job serving our citizens of North Dakota. I was wondering if you are aware of a senator or congresswoman from Iowa who is either drafted or offered legislation concerning Haven Park and other companies like that that have been buying up these our mobile home parks in our state and turning our lives into hell. More people have become homeless, have lost their homes, and I'm looking at that now, a lot rent and a bunch of other bills on top of that that even cost more than my health payment. So I was just wondering, are you aware of the legislation, and are you going to back her and co-sponsor that, or even try to bring it to the floor?
Well, I'm not familiar with the legislation. I am familiar with the issue, however, and it's been a while since I've thought about the legislation. I think this has been raised with me. For our staff has actually, I've had staff attend some of the community meetings surrounding this company. We've made some inquiries into the Housing and Urban Development and other, you know, other agencies to see what, if anything, could be done. A lot of it comes down at the local level, as you probably know. But I have to admit, it's been several weeks, if not months, since I've heard anything about it. So I'll have to get an update on it. Look at the legislation. I don't recall. I think, did Joni Ernst introduce that, or do you remember who introduced the legislation?
He didn't. I don't think you remember the name of the person. Right? Just know they're from Iowa.
Yeah, I'm still here. I can't remember the name of it. It was just a couple of weeks ago, and I got it on Facebook, and it was.
I would like to dig into that a little bit as well from the company perspective, Bruce. Yeah. If you don't mind hanging on, give us your name and number. We'll do some more checking here, okay? About a minute before the break, I want to ask you about something that came up last hour. It had to do with NAFTA being replaced by USMCA and somebody calling and saying, hey, it's no better. He actually had an issue with the DOT, but he was telling me that, you know, it's still a problem in Canada. I said, well, wait a minute. I know the grading situation has been changed. And he said, no, there's been no changes. It's still terrible. He said that they don't accept certain varieties. Is that true?
That's true, but grading and varieties are not the same thing. So the variety issue relates to, well, just that, varieties of seed. For example, what seed was used? It's more of a technical thing. The grading has to do with grading, for example, high quality Durham wheat or Hart's Red Spring wheat as feed category. That was fixed in USMCA.
But can the variety issue be changed still?
It can. It's still an open negotiation. We continue to work with the provinces as well as the federal government. I'm trying to reconcile some of those things.
Good. So that one's not a done deal yet in USMCA.
It wasn't fixed in USMCA, but...
Got it. More coming up.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claas 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. Hurry, get it before they're gone. Only 7 remaining 2019s in the closeout, plus your new Buick or GMC. You're covered for a lifetime. Yep. Read the lifetime warranty stuff and more at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
My wife just texted me, let's grill brats for supper tonight. I think she's thinking it's spring because it kind of feels like that.
You know, yeah, it does,
I get the barbecue grill going. I think, yes, dear, yes, I'm all in. I'm going to put my toque on and head out there and grill some brats. I love it. Anyway, sorry, I got distracted. I was looking to make sure I get all the texts in here for Senator Kramer. 11 before the top of the hour, we've had a lot of calls about the FSA situation. I know you've led many efforts to try and get some resolution there on the situation. One particular individual seems to have been really targeted, and he shared his stories with us now, you know, not letting his accountants come, and, you know, really, really bad deal. But we're hearing from other places as well about some some issues at the FSA. Is this a problem that still needs a resolution from the leadership of FSA, in your opinion?
Well, you just brought up two issues, and I think they're very different. The one is a very specific employee in a very specific office, and that appears to me continues to need attention. And the other broader issue, I don't know if that's a economy problem, if that's a bureaucracy problem from Washington, North Dakota, but we're doing some more specific digging into the other. The Morton County situation, because that should have been fixed a long time ago. And if the problem is still an employee, then it's not too small for me to deal with it. So I've been reaching out to some people individually. The people are less encouraged now to come out publicly as they did previously for fear of things like retaliation. So we need to get to the truth of it, Scott. We need to give everybody their opportunity of justice, but I'm very concerned about it, dealing with it at a pretty high level right now.
The sense we get from multiple callers is the meeting that you had prompted at least some action on this, and then it cooled, and that you're the one that they believe can actually get something done on this. They don't trust anybody else on it. They just see the same old story. So just passing that along for whatever it's worth.
Well, I appreciate that, but you have to be willing to take on the bureaucracy, and it's messy sometimes to take on the bureaucracy. Ask Donald Trump. And we have it at every level. And when the bureaucrat is more protected than the people that they work for, then that's a problem for me. So we need to get to the bottom of it, and I'm back on the case. And we need action.
I'm going to allot 1 minute for this question because it encompasses a number of things that we've had from listeners. One was your trip overseas. You were in Iraq, you also came back and had Secretary of Defense Mark Esper at the Grand Forks Air Force, at the Minot Air Force Base. There have been budget concerns that you've raised about the Trump budget, including what the impact will be on the Grand Forks Air Force Base. So put those two together, the visit of Esper and the budget situation.
Well, let's see. The bottom line is that the world needs the United States of America engaged. The next thing is we can't be as engaged as we are ever. And by the way, I met with leaders from around the world, both at Munich at the security conference and that in Baghdad and Erbil, Iraq, and even in Africa. And the United States is pulling out of a lot of these areas, and a lot of our troops, Afghanistan, we're down from 150,000 to about, something like 14,000 and going down to 8,600. I met with their president. That seems to be fine with them. The people, some of these forces that we've trained are getting quite good on the ground, but they still need our leadership. The other takeaway is that North Dakota it punches way above its weight class in terms of our contribution to the security of this country and the cause of freedom, and certainly Minot is chief among them. I mean, the nuclear triad is the number one priority in the national defense strategy. It's number one in the president's budget for military. I think that's really obvious. The other thing is number one here, and it makes us unique to all of our near-peer competitors around the world, and that is that we pay our military, and many of them do not. And so that's a high priority. But Minot, just incredible what's going on up there and what's in the future for them. Grand Force, the challenge is that the president and the Air Force are looking to eliminate some of the older Global Hawks. Now, Grand Force is a Global Hawk wing. The Grand Force airmen fly the Global Hawk Block 40, which they continue to fly and is not slated for retirement. The older ones are housed at Beale Air Force Base in California, but they are under the wing of Grand Forks. That's got some people concerned, including me. But we're always looking to the Air Force of the future, and how can Grand Forks be best positioned for the Air Force of the future? And so as we look to potential, retirements in the fleet and other places, we also look for future opportunities, which is exactly why I brought the Chief of Space Operations, General Raymond, to Grand Forks, 4 or 5 days after he was named the chief to look at new mission opportunities. So I think the Grand Forks Herald did a wonderful editorial a couple of days ago, which, by the way, I handed to Mark Esper, the Secretary Esper, right as he landed.
He got to read that. Well, good. A little more pressure there. I love it. We're going to have to save your conversation with President Zelensky to next week, but I can hardly wait to hear that, plus what it was like to be in Iraq. Terry and Harvey, real quick for Senator Kramer, last question of the day. Go ahead, Terry.
Thanks for taking my call, Scott. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, God bless you. Got a MyPillow for you.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator Kramer.
Good
Good morning.
The question I have for you is the government trying to phase out the CRP program? The reason I ask that is about 15 years ago, we had our property in CRP at the rate of $32 an acre. We're looking at renewing it now, and it's up to a whopping $39 an acre. Mm-hmm. Well, that's hardly the increase that you need in regards to increasing other expenses.
Terry, let's get a quick answer from the senator, and you hang on because I need to get your info.
Well, I don't know what the government strategy is, but of course, there's growing food is a high priority, obviously, and so I think conservation programs, and there are other conservation programs.
We'll finish this next week on the Talk Radio Tunnel. Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.